Misconceptions about the motherland are indeed visible in every sense, as the media newscasters and advertisers seek to gain for their own benefit. Ethiopian? Really? I pause with such phantom, the questions continuously dispersing. Why? How? Whatever happened? Isn't that home to poverty, wars, and famine? Sit back as I indulge you of who and where I come from. Obviously, reading fine print hasn't been a practice for some. Mother Ethiopia, I speak before you to emulate the mind and carefully correct, putting aside negative implications, I'm coming real and with respect. Located in the midst of East Africa, I border the west by Sudan, east by Djibouti and Somalia, the south by Kenya and the northeast Eritrea. Originally known as Abyssinia, mentioned in the biblical era, where Semitics migrated during prehistoric times in the oldest nation in sub-Saharan Africa. Coptic Christianity was brought into the region as it gradually became Ethiopia's state religion, mentioned in the Bible so vividly inscripted, as prosperous religious practices date back years before the European. Where the Prophet Muhammad sent his followers from dawn to dusk, reiterating his statement to never touch Ethiopia, as the people are just. Bukuru, Ethiopia, home to Africa's first mosque. In addition, the first nation in the world to accept Islam. Where would the nation be without its royal lineage? As the Queen of Sheba sent out to visit King Solomon, she then learned and grasped the Judaism faith, gradually converting to it. Due to this act, Judaism was spread throughout Ethiopia, as the influence is seen through creative handmade products by who are known as the Falasha. Son of Sheba and Solomon, Menelik I pays his father a heartwarm visit. Upon his arrival, he brought forth God's contents, known as the Ark of the Covenant. Now let me begin with Aksum, Ethiopia's first capital city, where its practice brought prosperity and change and well-respected for its Red Sea trading. Lalibela, Ethiopia, one of the most holiest places on earth, where Jerusalem in Africa was brought to birth. The church is each carved and connected in three separate sections. The church was designed so that the cross would be visible only from the heavens. Breathtaking architectural structures of such castles and palaces, constructed and established by the emperors of Gondar. Addis Ababa, the pinpoint of the capital city and state, where the African Union, UNEC, and OAU are officially based. Harar and its astonishing treasure, as I thoroughly unfold, admired for its ancient buildings and city walls, standing as the fourth holiest Islamic city in the world. During the era known as Zemenemesafint, a fierce warrior known as Asetedros brought unification and modernization within the region. Asay Yohannes, a strong, progressive ruler who repelled threats from Egypt, Italy, and Sudan, the only king to lose his life, protecting his adherent faith and motherland. Menelik II accomplished the dreams many had anticipated, as his overwhelming dignity and pride resisted European cooperation. Ethiopia, Africa's only independent nation, uneducated people reread and observe the information. Many wish to conquer, but has never let it be. It remains undefeated. Just ask Italy. The leader behind the Pan-African movements, Emperor Haile Selassie himself, whose famous League of Nations speech is remembered more than the aggression itself. The colors of the Ethiopian flag, a reminder of unacceptable acts of colonialism and slavery, adopted by many African nations as it reassures independent sovereignty. A discovery in the region of Afar leaves science with a new trace. Dinkanish, the cradle of mankind, evolved the present day human race. The media labels us illiterate, incapable, and unstable as it can get. Yet we come from a nation who produced, introduced, and formed its own written alphabet. Indeed, our past is embedded with gold texture. Yet we must unite together through a common cause to create the future even richer. Positive change is a task that slowly grows, beginning progressively. Let us expand our minds through innovation, both individually and collectively. Home to the Nile, Semen Mountains, and natural beauty seeks no end, as the urge to ensure development marks my path, forever green, yellow-red.